Abe Sanders sat down to a hearty three-egg omelet in the back booth of Martha's Diner. One big advantage of working in the middle of Hicksville, USA, fresh produce. His omelet oozed with plump mushrooms, premium Tillamook cheese, and best of all, fresh spinach. Too many places in the city ruined that. They offered canned spinach, or even worse, creamed spinach. Abe shuddered. Not even Popeye would touch that stuff. Nope, Bakersville definitely offered good food, including buttermilk pancakes made from scratch. Abe loved pancakes made from scratch. This morning, however, he'd cheerfully gone with what he considered to be the healthy, high-protein choice. The case was progressing well, albeit in a different direction than he'd originally assumed, and he didn't want to slow himself down by carbo-loading. He finished his omelet, tipped the cute waitress generously, and drove the short distance to City Hall. The attic sounded quiet as he climbed the narrow wooden staircase. That surprised him. It was nearly 8 a.m., late by the last few days' standards, and he'd assumed that at least Rainey would already be in the task force center. Seemed she was always the first to arrive and the last to depart. He definitely couldn't fault her work ethic. Now, if only she'd stop tormenting number two pencils. He'd bought three boxes before he learned to keep them in the glove compartment of his car. He opened the attic door, swept the small space with a quick glance. Apparently, he was the first one in. He set about brewing coffee and picked up a banded pile of mail delivered by the mailroom clerk first thing this morning. One overnighted envelope for Rainey, postmarked California. Probably Richard Mann's personnel records from the L.A. school. One pink phone message slip. According to a hard-to-read scrawl, Agent Quincy had to leave on pressing family business and would be gone for a few days. Most likely his daughter, Abe thought with genuine sympathy. Bad break, that. The agent didn't talk about it, but the word was all over town. Quincy's daughter had been KO'd by a drunk driver. Abe had already heard the story four separate times while eating in the diner.